Thank you.
This is a time and place advertised for a hearing on an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for warehousing, mini storage, and contractor condominiums to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 74.04 acres more or less.
This application was also reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission on June 14th, 2007. The commission was provided with an exhibit booklet. The commission was provided written comments received from DLDOT, the Office of State Planning Coordination, in reference to the PLUS review, a response from Landmark Engineering to the PLUS comments, and the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Information was also provided with a suggested findings of facts and conditions provided by the applicant. The application was represented by Bob Ruggio, the Commonwealth Group, Dean Byard, an attorney, and Bob Stronsky of Landmark Engineering, who all gave testimony. Richard Wilson, Kenneth Rogers, Betty Walsh, Thomas J. Adams, and Teresa F. Moore Adams were present and gave testimony. There were 19 parties present in opposition to the application. Conclusion of the public hearing, the commission deferred action for further consideration and left the record open for 21 days to allow the Office of State Planning Coordination time to respond to the applicant's response to the original PLUS comments. I've just provided you additional information that was provided by the applicant. And I will send down copies of, I have five copies of this one, of the original booklets that were provided by the applicant. Also received one copy of a traffic impact study, which has been in the record since July 6th. It is also a part of the record. The packet that I passed down to you included a site plan of wetlands investigation report. A rare threatened and endangered species habitat assessment report. And other documentation, which has also been a part of the record. In addition to those comments, I received today a copy of a letter from the Boston State Planning Coordination. It states, attached to the copy of the letter received from Landmark Engineering regarding their response to the state agency comments received through the Preliminary Land Use Service, also referred to as PLUS, for the King Farm Industrial Park project. I've also attached a copy of our original comments on these projects dated August 23rd of 2006. As noted in our original letter, this project is located within a level 2 area according to the strategies for state policies and spending and within the environmentally sensitive developing area according to the county comprehensive plan. Our office has no objections to the proposed development of this project in accordance with the relevant county codes and ordinances. The Natural Heritage and Endangered Species Program is noted that the developer has used a private contractor for the rare and endangered or threatened or endangered species letter. And the contractor issues a report stating that no rare, threatened, or endangered species are present on the site. The National Heritage Program would appreciate a copy of that report for their files. Also, the Natural Heritage Program has extensive knowledge of the flora and fauna of the state and will be glad to assist the developer with any additional information. In addition, DENREC has determined that clearing forest at this site would have local effects. Each forest stand is unique in landscape context, species diversity, soil characteristics, hydrology, and topography. DENREC continues to ask that the developer preserve as much forested land as possible to minimize the impacts to the area. The state understands that the county regulations require only a 25-foot buffer from, and we appreciate the developer including a 50-foot buffer. It is DENREC's opinion that a 100-foot buffer provides better protection for the wetlands and water quality in the area. We respectfully ask that the developer consider increasing the buffer to 100 feet. And that was signed by Constance Holland, director. On July 6th, we received a copy of a letter addressed to Mike Izzo, County Engineering. And it's written by Keith Cooker, Branch Manager for Landmark Engineering, and references wastewater service request. We request on behalf of our client, the Commonwealth Group Limited, that the subject proposed industrial park be allowed to utilize the county airport sanitary sewer system. We request that an interconnection be made at the nearest manhole along Baltimore Avenue. We estimate that the impact onto the airport sanitary sewer system, that total build out of the industrial park at 46 EDUs. From the Department of Transportation, dated July 6th, it's addressed again to Keith Cooker, Landmark Engineering, signed by T. William Brockenbrough, Jr., Professional Engineering County Coordinator. We have reviewed the PLUS plan for the proposed King Farm Industrial Park on Park Avenue, Sussex Road 321, adjacent to the county airport, as it relates to the proposed access. Due to the size of the project, the layout of the project, the amount of frontage that the parcel has on Park Avenue, and the distance between the two proposed points of access, the proposed design with two access points on Park Avenue appears to be acceptable. This letter is not a letter of no objection. Entrance plans will have to be completed and approved prior to the start of construction. Provide the telephone number for any questions. From the county engineer, Mike Izzo, to Keith Cooker from Landmark Engineering, and in reference to the industrial park and King Farm Industrial Park connection to the water system, in reply to the November 21, 2006 request from Commonwealth Group to you as its representative, Sussex County will allow a water connection to Baltimore Avenue in the industrial air park for the connection of the proposed King Farm Industrial Park. Plans for the actual connection must be submitted to this office for review and approval, and provide the contact person for information. I have a memorandum from Sussex Conservation District dated June 12, 2007 and received on June 28th. In reference to this application, there are five soil types referenced on this property. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. There are no storm flood hazard areas affected. There are no tax ditches affected. It may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements. The applicant would be required to follow recommended state sediment and stormwater guidelines for any on-site drainage improvements. There is a copy of an aerial infrared attached, a copy of a soil survey map, a description of the soil types and their limitations as attachments to that memorandum. And today we received a three-page fax from Richard Anthony, and appears to be in opposition to the application. I will pass it down so you can read it as the hearing progresses. It did note that if the application were to be approved, I suggested some conditions that the forested buffer along Park Avenue be preserved by the elimination of the six mini-story structures and contractor condominiums, and they would have been buildings number 1 through 11, that no storage or transfer operations of or for bulk materials, and in reference an example, stone, sand, mulch, topsoil, or other forms of dirt be allowed. 3, that any manufacturing activity be restricted to the hours of 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And that 4, the overall operation of the facility be limited to a 5-day week, Monday through Friday. And I will pass that down for the commission.
We all got council review.
Did you get copies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is a part of the record, and it was just received today. I believe that's all I have, Mr. President.
Griffin? Any questions of Mr. Lang?
Where'd you come from?
Brought it in the chair.
Right through the door.
She changed. Cold like that.
I was reading.
We wore the first one out.
No questions, Mr. Byard.
Thank you, Mr. Griffin. Gene Byard on behalf of the applicant, the Commonwealth Group.
Where'd you come from?
Right there, Mr. Gold.
I was,
hiding in the back. With me tonight are Tim Jones and Bob Ruggio from Commonwealth Group, and Keith Cooker and Bob Stronsky from Landmark Engineering, the project engineer. Given the number of people I suspect want to be heard in opposition to this application, I'm going to be as brief as I can. Gentlemen, this project is a response to the continuing growth of the Sussex County Airport and the industrial park. The project is consistent with the county's comprehensive plan, and if built, will stimulate economic growth and development at an employment center identified by the comprehensive plan. If I may, I'm going to read briefly from the plan. I'm reading from the economic development element of the comprehensive plan. Actually, it's the 2002 revision to the plan. Sussex County maintains an economic development office with the responsibility for promoting, expanding, and diversifying the economic and employment base of the county. The current capital improvement program anticipates spending $6.8 million at the Airport Industrial Park in fiscal year 03 and $16.3 million over the next 5 years. Perhaps better than anyone, David Baker knows how much the county has invested in the airport and in the industrial park over the years. Within the plan, economic development and growth strategies include coordination of state, municipal, and county efforts to expand the existing business in the park as an employment center, including seeking state and federal funding to locate, to supplement local funding for expansion. Witness the runway and clear zone expansion project where the FAA and the State Department of Transportation are contributing up to 95% of the cost. Also in the economic development element of the plan is a map of the strategies for state policies on spending, where the state will commit to spend money on infrastructure, and in this case, road infrastructure. That map identifies the industrial park and the airport and this property as an employment center, where state dollars will be spent for road infrastructure. Figure two of the comprehensive plan, hand out a small copy of that to you in a minute, will make clear this property is in a developing area. It's part of an employment center. It's situated on a state-identified truck route, appropriately named Industrial Park Boulevard. The question that council must answer is this: if economic growth is to occur in terms of industrial or business development in the county, where best should it occur? It's my view that the land use plan that council adopted in 1997 and the revised plan that adopted in 2002 answers that question by identifying the industrial airpark as the site where such growth should occur. In the package, the volume of materials before you is a letter from the Delaware Economic Development Office that I think puts it as succinctly as can be put. That office wrote, this office strongly supports this project. This property is contiguous to the Sussex County Industrial Airpark and is a logical location for expansion of the industrial park. Currently, the industrial park has about 2 or 3 acres available. The rest of the park has been built out, employing approximately 1,100 individuals. Utilizing this property for residential development just does not make sense. With that, I'd ask Bob Stronsky and Keith Cooker to come forward. I'm going to throw some questions at them, and they can decide which of the two of them can answer them. Bob or Keith, if you could begin by describing the area around the Commonwealth property. If you have a handout for council, please hand it out.
Basically, the property consists of...
State your name, please.
I'm sorry, Keith Cooker from Landmark Engineering. The property consists of two areas of fields, farm fields, and then a large wooded area consisting of about 42 acres out of the 74.
All right. Using four points on a compass, north, south, east, and west, can you describe what adjoins or is near the property?
Basically, on the right up in here, this is an open field again. On the opposite side, this obviously is the airport. Down here is some more open land. And up here is some more open land. There's a softball road. I'm sorry. Yes, the softball facility is to the north there.
Where are the nearest residences to this property?
They are across the road, across Park Avenue here. You can see some of the residences there.
Is Park Avenue the same animal as Industrial Park Boulevard, as I call it?
Yes.
You mentioned there are approximately 42 acres of woods on the property. How much of the property is either under cultivation or has been recently cultivated?
Out of this, it would be 70, about 32 acres is the remaining area that's cultivated.
Are there wetlands, non-tidal wetlands, in the wooded area?
Yes, there are. Delineated on there, you can see a large part of the wooded area, which obviously we're going to propose to remain, is in the particular wooded area. And then there's a small little finger of wetlands also that has been delineated.
Will there be a need to fill any wetlands on site to develop the property as it's proposed?
No, there will not.
Have you, since this is an environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone, performed a tree assessment or forest stand assessment on the property?
Yes, we have.
Can you summarize the results of that assessment?
The results were that basically there are no rare forest.
We're talking trees.
Yes.
Okay.
Rare type trees on the site, and basically that it's a wetland, a wooded wetland area, much of it being scrub trees and.
Was the conclusion of the report, Keith, that there was not any commercial timber value?
That I'm not aware of.
Right. What about a rare plant, rare animal study? Was one performed?
Yes, it was.
Can you summarize the results?
Sure. Basically, there were two animal species that were identified as being rare for Delaware. There was nothing that was identified either by plant life or animal life that was considered to be rare or threatened on a global basis. So the two items, the two animals mainly had to do with one was just rare during the breeding season, or when it's not the breeding season, and another was considered rare, but its typical breeding ground is within the wetlands, which is obviously what we're proposing to.
Which will remain undisturbed.
Yes.
And what is that critter?
It is a gray tree frog.
Oh, my.
I'll take your word for it.
Southern frog.
Georgetown is the source of sewer capacity at the site by agreement with the county engineer's office. Is that your understanding?
Yes, that's correct.
Is it correct that there's capacity in Georgetown's system, so far as you know?
Everything that we've been, we've had some preliminary meetings with Georgetown, and they have indicated that capacity is available.
Any documentation of that anywhere?
At this stage, no, because arguably we're not in a position to negotiate that, Mr. Cole. That needs to be resolved by the county engineer's office, with whom the town of Georgetown has a contract.
Because it'll come through our county property to
yes.
your property?
Yes. The county airport and the industrial park are served by the town of Georgetown by agreement with the county engineer's office.
Okay.
Water will be supplied be in agreement with the county engineer's office?
Yes, they are performing some upgrade design for their water system in the airport, and they have included our site in that design.
Are you helping to pay for any of that? Is the county sub?
We'll get to what the developer is helping to pay for, Mr. Cole.
Okay.
With respect to stormwater, am I correct that all stormwater issues are resolved on site?
Preliminarily, we have designed two stormwater management areas. One on this side of the site that's colored blue, and it's going to be proposed as a wet pond, typical wet pond that you see. And then there's another larger area over here that will be designed as a dry pond because it is within the flight zone, and it's recommended that...
That be a clear zone?
Yes.
Of the property and trees, how many acres of trees will be preserved intact?
17 acres.
You heard Lawrence reference the plus comments and the response. Those have been incorporated into your design to the extent that they can at this early stage?
Yes.
Let's talk about the site plan and buffers. What buffers have you established between development of the property and the non-tidal wetlands?
Throughout the property, we have upheld a 50-foot buffer around all of the delineated wetlands throughout the site.
What buffers or setbacks or screenings have you designed for Industrial Park Boulevard or Park Avenue?
Right now, we have proposed, and you'll see on a plan here, which we can also hand out with a little more colored plan. But this is along Park Avenue here, and basically we propose some various trees and screening to run along the front of the site. There'll be Park Avenue, and then a grassed island, and then, of course, then you would start with Industrial Park.
What would be the width of the plantings or the buffer area that would be shrub planted?
Well, it will vary depending on the particular area and the bump out, but it could vary anywhere from 23 to 40 feet.
And how will those areas be vegetated?
They will have various tree plantings. There's a list of them. Plantings, red maples, river birches, Japanese holly, Zika magnolia, oak tree.
Those generally native species?
I am not a landscape expert.
State encourages. Let's talk about Delta, a 300-plus page traffic impact study was delivered to DelDOT, isn't that correct?
Yes, that is.
And DelDOT's responses in terms of requirements of the developer were what, in summary?
They had three main items, and this has not been replied by DelDOT at this point, but we developed a traffic impact study, and the three items that were identified were, of course, improvements to the roadway in this particular area. We would develop a left-hand turn lane into the various entrances of the site, and also right-hand turn lanes into the site. And then that there would also be proposed two traffic lights to be installed at the intersection of Park Avenue, and I believe it's 9 at 404, and then also at the other end of Park Avenue.
Presently South Bedford Street?
Yes.
And the developer would be required to pay the cost of that?
Yes.
What additional right-of-way or other property was the developer required to dedicate or deliver to DelDOT?
One of the things that DelDOT commented on in the PLUS report was that they wanted at least 40 feet from the existing center line of the road. So it resulted in some right-of-way dedication from what was already not there. And they also required a 15-foot-wide multimodal lane easement to be reserved for a potential multimodal lane path, which is usually a 10-foot-wide walking or bike path.
If my math's correct, that's 50 feet of,
55,
of additional, yeah. 55 feet of additional right-of-way?
Of right-of-way.
From the center line of Industrial mm-hmm. Park Boulevard.
Yes. Right.
And you heard Lawrence read the letter dated July 5 from Bill Brokenbrough from Delta, where he wrote that due to the size of the project, the layout of the project, the amount of frontage that the parcel has on Park Avenue, and the distance between the two proposed points of access, the proposed design with two access points on Park Avenue appears to be acceptable. Can you point out to council where those two access points are?
They would be right here. As you can see, we've developed right-hand turn lanes, left-hand turn lanes, the one entrance, and then at the other end of the site, left-hand turn lanes. Obviously, these haven't been reviewed by DelDOT, but typical standard lane width.
Right. What's the separation between the two entrances?
I believe it's about 1,200 feet.
Your estimate's fine.
Yeah, I believe that's...
If I can hold you to an estimate, Keith, what would be the distance between the nearest entrance to Baltimore Avenue?
Or, you mean back into the site?
Right, the other, the existing entrance to the industrial park.
Oh, okay. I don't know that offhand. I don't, I can find a location map and provide that.
It's a fur piece, at least that's what I know. That's all the questions I have of these guys. Gentlemen, if you'd like to ask some questions of them before I go on to Bob Ruggio, I'd be glad to.
Yeah, I got it. I see, on this particular print we're looking here, it says four 12s, which incorporates existing Route 9, and then you're adding two lanes in front of the property. Is that what is the proposal? And then how far back from that is the first building? I don't see any.
If you go from the first building,
mm-hmm.
to the first building, it's 60 feet.
60 feet back from the property line?
Is this mini storage, yes.
Okay, which is the closest proposed building at the time.
Yes.
Okay. And then you also talked about the flip back the other page, and I'll just get, because I've heard several and I've seen several versions of this because I've met with several people. Where the big building to off, I guess, Cedar Lane, is that where it's proposed? It comes into our industrial park. Right.
Baltimore Avenue.
Is it Baltimore? Okay, I apologize. Yes. Then the proposed there in one of the plans, there was two wetland sites in that particular area. I know I also talked to soil conservation. They said they weren't wetlands. Could you emphasize on that?
Yeah, there's a report that should be included
In our paperwork.
Yeah, there's from JCM. They did an analysis of the wetlands, and we've also filed for a jurisdictional delineation back in January, and we have not received a response from the Corps to date. But there's a letter in here dated June 27th from JCM, and they talk about the reasons why they have delineated those areas as not being wetlands. When they initially flagged them, after further analysis, they've determined that they're, I don't know their exact language, but not substantial and not jurisdictional. But that letter should be in your packet.
Okay.
Is that it?
It is in
yes.
that report.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where have we got any kind of agreement that with the county to tie into Baltimore Avenue? Is there, has the county agreed, David, or any, I mean, is there, I see they've made this connection and there's been references how there'll be some traffic going through the industrial park from this. Have we made any?
We have had discussions about it. We don't have a formal agreement, but we have had discussions about it in as an extension of the county's industrial park.
Of that roadway?
Of that roadway,
okay,
yes.
And is that roadway substantial? I mean, is it up to par? Is it up to any kind of standards that are in good shape, or is it pretty rough, or is it?
Well, the existing county roadway is in pretty good shape. Yeah, it's in pretty good shape, yes.
Other questions, gentlemen? If not, I'd ask Bob Brugio to come forward and introduce himself.
Good evening. My name is Bob Brugio. I'm with the Commonwealth Group. And before I start, I've prepared some background information on the company. And I'd just like to hand that out.
You can pass it down if you'd like.
Bob, briefly, what led Commonwealth to buy this property?
Well, Commonwealth, Delaware Development Company, who has developed properties in all three counties now and maintains and holds on to their properties. We do not build or develop to sell. We normally build and develop for a portfolio of this is a third-generation company. But the reason why we came to Sussex County started a long time back. We're very active in economic development. We have developed pieces at Newcastle's airport, the Kent airport, contiguous to the Dover Air Force Base. The Kent Aeropark was developed by us with an adjoining agreement with Kent County Economic Development and the state of Delaware. And what brought us to Sussex County started with the Chamber of Commerce here, headed up by Lynn Dryden at the time. Steve Mastin, who was heading up economic development for the county, has been a long-standing member of the organization that Commonwealth has been in for almost 20 years, which is the Delaware Economic Development Council, and explained to us that Sussex was growing. We like the airport activity. We came in, sat down, spent some time with the city chamber, and then with Steve Mastin and the airport-related businesses, and after much study decided that there was a great growth pattern here in Sussex County that was continuing to grow. With that, we started to introduce ourselves to the people at your airport and then identified there was a need to expand, and that's what brought us to this particular property.
Is it correct that Commonwealth bought and closed on this property more than a year ago?
Yes.
What demand have you determined to date, and who do you intend to serve?
Well, we're being driven here by a specific client. When we approached the park after studying the existing park, obviously there was a lack of ground for expansion at the airport, which drove us to look at the area contiguous to the park and came up with this particular property. But it was the Patch Aircraft business that really got our attention. They today employ in the county here close to 500 people. We got very active studying their work and what they did in the aircraft industry. Very much what we were looking at both at the Dover Air Force Base and also at the Newcastle Airport. And after studying that and working with Patch, we decided that their growth was going to maintain itself and stay in Sussex County. But to do that, it needed room to expand and needed to be able to bring people here and develop the business even further than they had gotten. So I have a letter for you that, Tim, if I can have that.
I've got copies, Bob.
You got copies?
I'll hand this to Mr. Griffin and ask him to pass it down.
Bill Weaver, who is the acting president of Patch Aircraft here in Sussex, which is a subsidiary of Ducrane Aircraft, which is owned by Credit Suisse, has been a great supporter now and of Sussex County, and has decided that Sussex is where he wants to keep his people and where he intends to grow. The letter that you are looking at is what has driven us to the first phase of our park, which is to build them a warehouse facility where they could continue operations, be close to the airport where their other facilities are, and looking for 200 or more employees.
Can you point to the site plan and identify the building that would be built for Pets?
This is a building that has been designed with Pets. This request that you were referring to, Councilman, is a request from Pets that
Dave Baker and myself and the Patch people have talked about, because their administrative services are all located here. The hangars where they're doing all their fuselage work is on the airport. So this was a natural site for them, and that's what's driving what we call our phase one for the park.
Let me accommodate all their future needs.
We don't know that, Mr. Cole.
There's multiple operations going on there in Patch. This is geared to their tank assembly line, and they serve probably one of the largest pieces of business in the tank field throughout the United States. Probably Southwest is their biggest, and Boeing is their biggest client. But they also do fuselage work, and they do that on the airport in the cabins of the airplane itself, where they redo the cabins.
For the record, gentlemen, I'm obliged to read this letter from William Weaver, president of Pat's Aircraft LLC, to the Commonwealth Group, attention, Bob Ruggio, dated July 9th. Dear Bob, this is to confirm that Pat's Aircraft LLC, a leader in the aircraft modification industry, is in negotiations with the Commonwealth Group Limited to lease warehouse space at the Georgetown Airport Center. Pat's commitment to Sussex County and the city of Georgetown remains through the increase in jobs needed for the expansion of Pat's current assembly process. The anticipated warehouse would be for the expansion of Pat's fuel tank assembly business and would bring approximately 200 additional jobs to Georgetown and to Sussex County. Bob, if you could talk briefly about the theme and the appearance of the project.
Well, I think what I like you to notice in the book that I've given out is that Commonwealth kind of prides itself not only in the parks that we now own and maintain throughout Delaware, but also the architecture that we use. In this particular park, we will pick almost a building scheme and a color scheme so that everything kind of conforms to the surrounding landscaping and architecture. So the buildings in the warehouse area will all be the same kind of building heights. They'll be the same colors. There's three different products on this site.
You can see the big box here are the ones geared to like a patch operation. The ones that are in brown here, which are these industrial, we call them offices. This is made for a small business. It could be a small shop. It could be a small furniture guy. It could be a small painter where he can have an office in front, small warehouse operation in the back. And then to mix our site up, we put some back here. And we also right now have a personal storage facility laid out in the just off the front entrance, which is about for personal storage for people that are moving into the area and need places to put their products.
Based on your market assessment, is there a demand for that type of storage?
Yes, we've done a marketing demand with the most of or some of the local realtors in the area, and we find that we've gotten a lot of calls from the contractors in the area that are mostly working in this housing and development boom that is really in Sussex County at this time and continues. And so they're looking for places. The outlets are looking for places to store small product. So this kind of fits their need. The big box, we know there's a market for, because in our work with your economic development director, we know that there's a lot of interest down here with your airport ready to expand and extend the runway. We're going to see more traffic here, and therefore there's going to be need for large storage boxes. So,
do you have a phasing plan in mind as you go forward with
yeah,
the project?
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, our phasing plan is all centered and driven, by the way, through PATS.
Our phase one is to start with the PATS operation and do this particular area, which you see I'm pointing to on the right, and then work into this back area. But the PATS will be driving this operation. They would like to, their schedule right now has it in this facility sometime early or mid next year.
As a part of your planned development of the property, have you had any discussions with your neighbors?
I did get a call from my attorney to meet with a few of the neighbors. They had called me. I went down and met with
several of the neighbors, I believe. Mr. Rogers is located right here, met with him. He had a couple of neighbors come in and express their concerns. And Commonwealth has always been a kind of a good neighbor. If you check with our facilities, with the other counties, you'll find out that we kind of pride ourselves into at least being aware of issues. And their issues were, of course, growth coming into the area. I really couldn't help that part of their argument, only the fact that we are on a truck route and we are trying to expand on an airport market here. And I did talk to them about doing whatever I could to help screen some property for them in front, and we would be doing our own buffer and screening as best I could along the front of this park. But we intend to make the park pleasing so that architecturally, if you drive by it, it's going to impress someone. And I think if you look in our book, you can see the type of structures we've built, and I'd be glad to take anyone north to visit some of our sites. Or in Dover at the airbase.
Based on your years in the field and your experience with Commonwealth, do you have an opinion as to whether development of this project would negatively affect the neighborhood or property values in the neighborhood?
I really think it improves the neighborhood. First of all, obviously, it's an expansion of, we look at it as an expansion of the airport. But in reality, I think any properties around here will go up in value. Because what the future needs might be for this area. If this is an area that's been designed for expansion and for a job growth for Sussex County Airpark, then anybody that's living in the area could see their property values go up. I don't see it going down.
Any questions of Mr. Ruggio, gentlemen?
Yes. I'm sure most councilmen have heard from some of the people out there. One thing that I heard was the entrance to the park being directly in front of, I think, Mr. Rogers' house, and concern about lights flashing on the house and so forth. Can that be moved? I mean, does Denrec tell you where that's got to be? I mean, excuse me, DelDOT tell you where that's got to be, or is that just the location you picked out for the two entrances?
No, the engineers, when they lay that out, I mean, I guess are building through certain codes or standards. But I will tell you that any lighting that's in the